It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Josh Tatum, Vice President of Retention and Growth at G&O Inc. We always set aside a little time on Tuesday in the first half of the 11 o'clock hour for NOLA Coalition. This is a little bit different, but nonetheless equally as important. Josh, welcome to the show.
Hey, Noel, thanks for having me this afternoon or this morning.
Josh, tell us about what retention and growth at G&O Inc. means.
Yeah, so at G&O Inc., you know, our mission is to grow an excellent quality life for everyone here in the greater New Orleans region. And with that piece of the mission of how we execute on that is through our businesses and on the attraction and retention piece. And so a part of my role with retention and growth is to nurture from startups to small business, all the way to our large industry partners, to ensure they are well connected to our ecosystem, from workforce development to incentive programs that we have on the books here in Louisiana, all the way of really just being able to connect with customers in their own backyard. And so through my role, we're really seeking to nurture those businesses, because if we can continue to have these support systems that then allow them to grow and flourish here, which means new jobs and new investment for our region and our communities. And so the work has been tremendously rewarding, and being able to see how we're really growing the ecosystem to support our businesses.
Josh, that's a lot of fancy words, right? but really, we're in the competition business, right? And others are doing similar or in the same sphere, the same silo, however you want to characterize it. And as a result thereof, there is a necessity for us to not only do it, but to do it well, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. And a piece of that, you know, competition is everywhere. You know, Louisiana competes with our neighbors all around us. But one thing that is clear for us that we see the biggest opportunity is the customer base. If we're able to grow our existing industry's customers and attract that supply chain to Louisiana, that's what's going to win for us, particularly as we're seeing in the energy space and manufacturing space. Louisiana is a hub for that continued growth, not only here in Louisiana, but nationally and internationally. And so that's where, you know, our strategies have really been able to hone in when we really talk brass tacks of really seeking that strategy for attracting those industries that are looking to be closer to our infrastructure, as well as the customers that are already here, but also being able to work with the knowledge base that's been here for many a generations, particularly in the energy space and manufacturing. So that's really where the rubber meets the road of us being able to be that nexus and connector of that work.
Josh, a lot of folks, you know, when they think about luring industry to a particular geographic region, they're always thinking about these huge, you know, companies, big deals and the like. Those are not as frequently available today as they were, let's say, 3, 4, 5 decades ago, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think the deals that you're seeing today have such a big magnitude of really working alongside legacy industries. But also you're seeing really the international banking industry come in and play a role. A lot of the financing that's happening behind these big projects, particularly, again, in the energy space. But where Louisiana, I think, is going to win, and what we're really strategizing on, is small businesses and startups. That's where you're going to see the next headquarters come out of Louisiana, or our small business and startups, because that's where we really will see trickle effects with our communities, really focusing in on how do we grow those startup companies to access what those large legacy industries have, and being able to make those connections. So I think you're going to see a lot of great movement that's going to happen with our startup community here in the region and statewide.
And that's why I bring that up, because I think the impact to our local and state economy may be better suited for us to do exactly what you just talked about, these small to medium-sized companies, right, that have a more concentrated workforce within our geographic region, as opposed to some of the bigger boys that are more diverse and have locations throughout the country, throughout the world. But as it relates to our local economy, this may be a better upside for us. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, 100%. But we're the large companies and our large employers and industry, they are the bedrock to really what we can help support through their supplier needs with the mm-hmm. small businesses here. I think that's the piece that we hope that we can continue to grow homegrown companies that will support our legacy companies here. And we're seeing a lot of that happening with our such as Opportunity Hub here, partnership with them in the energy space, as well as just across the state, those incubator that are here that are really helping us drive that small business and startup growth. But I think what's going to be the prime of it is really making sure that these new services and technologies are meeting the need of our legacy industries.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Josh, I'm going to ask you to do something if you don't mind, but because periodically a lot of people text in and they're asking, you know, we use the word advanced manufacturing a lot. If you would, for just a moment, explain what that is.
Yeah, so advanced manufacturing, or also known as manufacturing 4.0 these days, really looking at the evolution of where manufacturing has come from. You know, we started, if you look at the Industrial Revolution, of so many types of processes that have happened. But when we say manufacturing today, it is not what manufacturing was 5 years, 10 years, 20 years ago. I mean, even yesterday, manufacturing's already changed. Manufacturing is so much of computer systems, process logistics controls, people that need to have software development skills to be able to operate the manufacturing floor. It's not the typical manufacturing floor that many might think of. It is one of the cleanest, advanced manufacturing that's happening, and that's where that 4.0 comes in, is that technological capabilities that's taken place with manufacturing. And advanced manufacturing, as we look at it, it involves a lot of the subsectors, such as aerospace technology, process technology that's happening with our energy companies, and then also a lot that's happening in the trade and logistics world. There's a lot of manufacturing processes that we're looking and the skills that are needed to really operate these types of equipment for the efficiencies of our companies. So the best way to look at it is manufacturing is no longer just needing to be able to learn a widget. You have to learn the softwares as well as the computer and technology behind making things efficient these days.
So you guys have a big event coming up called the GNOU Workforce Summit. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we're super excited about this. This is our third year hosting the GNOU Summit, and it really is, speaking on the industry trends that I just mentioned on manufacturing. This is that day that we bring our workforce ecosystem together with industry partners across the state to really look at what is needed in industry, from advanced manufacturing, logistics and trade, software development, and our tech industry, and then also looking at what are the best practices there are to cultivating talent for industry needs and making sure we are building the supply for the demand both today and of tomorrow. And so the GNOU Summit, again, this is our third year hosting the event. It brings together around 250 folks from across the state. It'll be at the Higgins Hotel this year on September 25th and 26th. We're going to kick the day off on the 25th with a reception that we're going to start looking at how are we going to score big from the Super Bowl. What are those workforce and economic impacts? So we have a wonderful panel that evening with our Super Bowl partners that have been integral to really get us to the finish line, as well as we've got some keynotes that will be joining on the 26th, some national folks from the Strata Foundation that are coming down, Heather McKay to speak on how Louisiana is going to position itself to look at data to win the talent race. And then we're going to wound up the day with positioning Louisiana to win. We've got Dr. Monty Sullivan from the Louisiana Community College System, Dr. Kim Hunter-Reed from the Board of Regents, Paige Carter from Louisiana Economic Development, Osmar Padilla with the Louisiana Workforce Commission. So a full day of activities as well as conversations and networking opportunity. If you're interested, you can visit www.genousummit.com. to learn more about the event.
Absolutely, and it's actually y'all have had some nice growth over the last 3 years with this as well, right?
Yes, sir. Yep. This is we started 2 years ago. We were coming out of COVID. Really just being able to look at where the ecosystem currently lies. And over the years, it's just been a real great way to bring everybody together to, one, be able to see what's new, what's happening in industry, because industry changes so rapidly, but also to be able to have that camaraderie ship and community, social connectivity with the ecosystem and not really working in our silos. So it's been, we think, a really great success, and we just hope to continue to build it with partners that want to be a part of really growing our economy and workforce.
When we talk about startups, Josh, if you would, one of the other questions I get a lot, people are like, well, you talk about this, you talk about that, and some of these companies make it, some of them don't. How does this all work out in the end? But that's the nature of the capitalistic system, right?
Right. I mean, 100%. I think, you know, the big thing with our startup ecosystem, what we're seeing, and E.B. Saunders on our team is doing a really great job, and is really just continuing to build the capacity for capital here, and folks being able, both here locally but nationally, to say, hey, I see the opportunity to invest my capital in New Orleans and the greater New Orleans and Louisiana companies and startups. And just bringing that flow of capital here is truly the flywheel that will continue to help companies, you know, step one, get that capital. But two, also, you know, it's the, you know, flow of how businesses come and go and evolve. So I think that's also a beauty of our community and our ecosystem here with the startup world, is being able to have that connectivity that a lot of communities do not have. You know, if you go to somewhere like San Francisco or New York or these larger markets, it's going to be a little bit difficult to connect compared to ours. So I think that's a beauty of being able to have that network here.
And what I love about the energy that y'all bring to this, Josh, is that you never give up, right? I mean, you just got to keep plugging away. There are no guarantees in life. You just keep working at it, keep working at it. Tell your best relevant story of what we have to offer here, and just keep at it.
No, 100%. I mean, I think that's what makes New Orleans and Louisiana such a great place, is that we all believe in a better tomorrow, and working towards that and seeing the goal ahead of us. And I think that's also what the tides of just really of honing in on the story, and the story that we continue to talk about these days are the people. The people are what makes our economy one of the best in the nation. If you look at the GDP and that Louisiana puts out, that is a strong number that equates to actual people making that happen. And so I think that is where we're going to continue to pound the pavement when we're going out to market to tell the story of Louisiana. And the premise of that is the people, and really honing in on how we can grow a diverse and equitable economy, because it's the people that make that.
No doubt, for sure. And it's one of our biggest strengths, bar none. Josh, thank you so much. Good luck with the GNOU event coming up again on September 25th from 6 to 8 p.m. They'll be at Kilroy's at the Higgins Hotel. And then on the 26th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Higgins Hotel. And they can go to the which website again?
You can go to www.genousummit.com. Thank you so much, Noel.
Thank you, sir. That's Josh Tatum, Vice President of Retention and Growth at GNO Inc. We will be right back, folks. When we return, we'll visit with Kevin Dolio, Director of Aviation for Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport, talking about pump station failures there. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.